Hello, everybody. Welcome to Campus Connections, Season 2, Episode 1. My name is Jack. I'm the station manager here at Radio Laurier. I'm here today with Sophia and Evelyn from the English Students Association. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah. Awesome. Happy to be here.
I'm dropping my pen all over the place right off the bat. We had some fun technical issues in here earlier, and now they're fine. So, want to tell me a bit about kind of yourselves, what you do for the ESA, what your connection to the ESA is?
I can go first. I am Sophia. I am a fourth-year English and Cultural Studies major. Nice. I also have a double minor in History and Youth Texts. Ooh. And I have been involved with ESA since first year I was a general member. Second year, I applied to be the marketing VP, so I was that for 2 years. So anything you saw in the last 2 years came from my brain. It was awesome. My baby. Nice. And then this year, I am now one of the co-presidents.
Wow. Yeah. My name's Evelyn. I'm in my fourth year of English and History and a minor in North American Studies. I started with the ESA in my second year. I was the VP of Outreach, so I just sent a bunch of emails to people all the time. And then in my third year, I became the events VP, so I was behind the organizing and planning of all the events we put on, and now I'm also one of the co-presidents.
Awesome. Very nice. I feel like that's a classic club admin experience, just sending a lot of emails.
It is,
yeah. Having to talk to a lot of people. So I might have missed this. Are you also an English student?
Yeah.
Right. So what do you both like about being an English student at Laurier?
I like the flexibility of the program. There's only one mandatory class that you have to take, so you kind of get your pick of whatever English classes you want to take, whatever interests you. If you don't want to take Shakespeare, you don't have to take Shakespeare, and I think that's pretty great.
Yeah, for me, I really like all the fun courses we have, mm-hmm. So like tween lit, children's lit, YA lit, nice. Fairy tale. That's what appeals to me about the program. And when I was looking at coming here, a lot of other universities have very much classic literature courses and not so much pop culture. And as mm-hmm. a cultural studies major, too, that was very appealing.
Yeah, that's really neat. Well, what kind of stuff are you guys reading lately?
A lot of modernism. Nice. So early 20th century. We're both in the British modernism class. So right now I'm reading Virginia Woolf to the Lighthouse, which is a little bit tricky, I would say.
Yep. Little tricky. I sense we'll talk about Freud and
fun.
Possibly some sexual stuff later in term. Nice. So we'll have a laugh later.
Awesome. I graduated last year, but I was a film study student. So definitely Freud and a lot of weird stuff definitely came up quite a bit. Yeah. Are there any you find opportunities for English students at Laurier that you don't see at maybe many other universities?
Me, my sister's at Mac right now. I sense a lot of the clubs there are maybe more academic in nature. Mm-hmm. Certainly here, the faculty clubs are like study-based and more class content in club events. Mm-hmm. I think our club, we're very much a social group of people. Yeah. We're not like, let's have a book club discussion. Mm-hmm. We're like, let's go paint and have some fun and order from Wilf's.
Yeah, I think in terms of the department, it's really easy to get involved with the department and the faculty, all the profs. And that's a good way to build connections, especially if you're thinking of applying to grad school afterwards. Mm-hmm.
Awesome, very nice. My partner just finished a master's at TMU after graduating from English here, so I can confirm that you can do a master's after Laurier English. Yeah, so I guess tell me a bit about the ESA, what it does, and sort of the role that it plays in Laurier and in the English program.
We were talking about this earlier. We think that we're kind of a bridge between the undergrad students and the faculty, and we also provide a way for students to connect with each other outside of the classroom and outside of academic context, because like Sophia said, we're a very social club. We put on a lot of social events. So we give people that option of meeting others outside of class.
Yeah, building off of that, in my first year, it was very hard to find other English majors in first year. Mm-hmm. And because of COVID in first year, there'd be four people at an event. We're getting 30, maybe 40 people if it's a good event. Mm-hmm. So we're really giving first years the opportunity to find other people
That's awesome. It was really great, I found, for me to see kind of clubs go back to those big gatherings after COVID, but especially I think now with first years, that they're really getting the chance.
Yeah. Come on and see it. A lot of our marketing, we try and gear it towards like first and second year classes just to like make sure that we're getting them in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you ever get the chance to kind of go talk to a class? Or?
Yes.
We did that before reading week. Very successful. Got a few more followers on the Instagram. Nice. So it was successful.
Like the big lecture hall in Peters. We were standing at the front talking to a bunch of first years.
So hopefully they come to our next events.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really neat. So the ESA is not just exclusive to English students. So why, I guess I'm going to kind of, why, what would draw someone in who's not an English student to the ESA?
A lot of our execs, not even execs, a lot of people who come who aren't English students are friends of execs.
Mm-hmm.
We usually drag them, but we do also get people who are outside of English coming in. And I think it's because we just have like a great group of people showing up to these events, wanting, you know, to make new friends, meet new people.
Yeah, even some of our execs aren't English majors, so like they have the opportunity to like maybe not experience the English department in like an English major way, but they get to participate in like a really fun faculty with us and get more experience than like say. It's harder to get business experience because there's so many BBA kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
Exactly. Yeah. As someone who switched from BBA into film, I can guarantee there was a lot of us. yeah, and I feel like you kind of get almost like a broader range of viewpoints on things when it comes to having sort of those non-English students.
Yeah.
Especially with like social media and like book talk, like reading is more accessible than I think maybe like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think that's also a factor.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah, I get on book talk sometimes. And my partner works for like Simon & Schuster in Toronto, so she's on it a lot more than I am. And every once in a while she just goes, look at this. look at this strange book. Yeah, so I guess, easy question, but how can students get involved with the ESA?
The first big and easiest way is to come to our events. Mm-hmm. If you come to 3 events, you're considered a general member, and then you can put that on your experience record, which looks great. And the best way for a club to function and to continue functioning into for like next year's is to have general members. So that is the easiest way of getting involved.
I would also say follow our Instagram, even if like sometimes it's hard to come to events. I recently heard that off campus students find it hard to attend events because you can't get a classroom till after like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you can follow our Instagram and still be part of our online community, follow our newsletters and stay in contact that way.
Sweet. What's the handle?
ESAWLU.
Nice. That's a good one. I love a good like easy to remember handle.
Yeah.
It flows nicely.
Well done.
It does.
Well done. Is there anything else that we didn't really get to talk about or that you have coming up that you want to just take a bit in, just sort of plug?
I will plug our next event. Our next event is on Wednesday, the 30th of October.
Awesome.
We are collaborating with the Laurier Book Club. We are doing a murder mystery party.
Oh,
it is Alice in Wonderland themed.
That's awesome.
There will be some snacks. There will be some cookies.
Nice.
So it'll be a blast, and you know we'll discover who murdered who.
Yeah, a lot of work has gone into this event. All the collaboration, 7 p.m. Senate and Board Chambers. Awesome. So
very cool, very sweet. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's been a great time talking to y'all. Once again, don't forget at ESAWLU, and catch them and look out for their events.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much. Of course. We will see everybody next week.